Welcome to Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of Dr. Madeline Kalbach, today's feature is all about attracting birds in winter. Winter visitors may actually begin coming to our yards in the fall, so we need to make preparations to keep them safe and well-fed during the colder winter months. Birds use birdhouses to huddle in on cool nights, especially during cold snaps. If you have birdhouses, make sure they are clean for roosting and consider adding a few additional birdhouses for the winter. Fall cleanups can be left until spring. Grasses and flower heads left behind from the summer and fall provide natural feed for the birds. You will see birds hanging from flower heads gobbling up the seeds that weren't dispersed. A messy yard is an excellent bird yard. It not only provides food for the birds, but it also provides shelter from predators. Bird feeders come in all sizes and shapes. Be sure to choose feeders that appeal to different wintering birds. For example, there are hummingbird feeders, platform feeders, silo feeders with large or small holes, suet cages, suet logs, and squirrel-proof feeders. Hanging suet is a great source of fat and energy for our visiting yard birds. In addition to food, a clean, open-water source is essential. Heated bird baths are available so that even in very cold temperatures, the birds will be able to drink and bathe. These suggestions for attracting birds in the colder months will be welcomed by your winter residents, and chances are they will remember what your yard has to offer and will return to it next winter. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.